Senator Dale Fowler's on the line this morning. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Tom. A little bit wet right now running into my Capitol office this morning, but it's going to be okay.
Well, see, now here's the interesting thing. A lot of people saw the headline yesterday about the Senate adjourning. Well, they adjourned for the day. They're back in session along with the House today.
That's correct. That's correct. I'm in my office now. We're scheduled to go back into session at 9:30 this morning, Tom.
All right. So the grand bargain seems to be the focus right now, and the subtext inside of this seems to be the contentious point being property tax relief. Am I correct?
That's one of them, actually. Yes. You know, the grand bargain, as we know it, has, you know, it's been decoupled, and now we're making separate votes, you know, toward these initiatives, but. Yes, that's a big issue, but we've got a ways to go, and it's still in negotiations and still on the table.
You know, it's interesting because maybe it's just semantics or me being picky when they talk about we're going to give you property tax relief. Relief to me is reducing the price, not promising not to raise it. you know what? See what I mean? We won't raise it for 2 years, and that's relief, not increasing it. But that's indicative of Illinois and the way we view ourselves.
Right, and I don't like using the term property tax freeze, Tom, because I don't see it as a property tax freeze. Our Republican caucus doesn't see it as a property tax freeze. It is somewhat of a relief, but there's no insurance that our taxes won't continue to go up. So, you know, I think we're still a little bit away there, but we still have 2 weeks left in session. There's a lot that can be accomplished. I'm really optimistic that we will. Today's a new day as well. We've worked hard this week and going to continue to chip away at it.
I was reading your press release from earlier this week talking about the Senate majority rushed through a spending plan that was not agreed upon by both sides of the aisle. The majority took a step back from good faith negotiations when both sides are so close to a meaningful deal, saying, "I was particularly concerned that Southern Illinois University and our community college would have taken yet another step back." What would have that step back been, Senator?
Well, there's no question. I believe that the Senate Democrats didn't have enough support for the budget and implementing legislation, meaning that, Senator President Cullerton might have pushed the votes a little bit too quick. I feel strongly that, you know, we'll come to an agreement. It's been rumored that SIU could be sending out some more pink slips on the first of next week, but you know that step back is just putting more burden on the taxpayers, and by raising taxes without substantial cuts. And you know, there has been cuts already, but the cuts need to be somewhat across the board, and it needs to be meaningful. This is serious. You know, we're in a crisis state right now, but as I mentioned, we have two weeks left, and we've got to get a budget package that, you know, funds Illinois, but is also good for the taxpayers, and I'm optimistic we can get there.
All right, Senator, this is the question. You said there had been cuts, and I have a lot of people that inquired, what cuts?
Right. Well, the cuts that could be possibly coming up is, you know, a possible some hopefully just minor across the board cuts, but you know, we have to see where that goes. That the education K-12 and higher ed is a top priority, and you know, these colleges and state universities have already made substantial cuts. So right now we have to, our job is to get them funded for the rest of this, for the end of FY17 and going into FY18.
Okay, well, when I was asking cuts, I was talking about statewide level. Yeah, I got, you know, Drandy Dunn's told me about the cuts there. But have we done anything to control our overall spending in the state of Illinois and cuts in that respect?
Well, the control we can't continue to raise, you know, the taxes on the back of our citizens. And, you know, that's what's been brought to the table, and that's what's going to continue to run people out of the state of Illinois. Workers' compensation is another one. There could possibly be a workers' compensation bill on the table today, and there's been ongoing negotiations, and you know, that's a big deal. And to, you know, get on this subject just real quickly, Tom, you know, it was just announced that Caterpillar's moving out with another 800 jobs. I just saw that on the internet last night.
Right.
And you know, we have to reform our workers' compensation, and if we don't, we're going to continue to lose jobs.
5.25 to 7% proposed increase corporate taxes in the grand bargain, 3.75 current personal tax moved to 4.95. Those pretty hard numbers, Bill.
Pretty hard numbers. That's exactly right, Tom.
Because we talk about we want to be business friendly, and the next thing we do is go around and kick everybody in the wallet. And then, you know, you take a look at the guy who or a woman who might get a 1% or 2% raise, maybe, and you take it away from them for the state of Illinois. I think people, you know, looking at this, they also, I think, come to the point, I call it the Luchterfeld equation, the point in which the state of Illinois has done enough to achieve the trust of the people of Illinois to the point where they will accept a tax cut. And I call the Luchterfeld equation for me, and I don't think we're there.
No, I don't either. I don't either, Tom. I don't either. That's the reason why we just have to continue to stay at the table, and we have to do what's proper for the taxpayers. You know, we did, you know, I am excited about the gaming bill for the possible Walker's Bluff expansion that passed in the Senate. It'll be going to the House now. So, we're trying to chip away some economic growth, but by the same token, we're being turned back because we don't have our business-friendly climate.
What has to happen next for Walker's Bluff, Senator?
Well, it'll be going to the House. It passed the Senate this week, so now it'll be going to the House.
All right.
So we'll see where it goes there. But, you know, this could be a huge economic boom to Southern Illinois, along with the Carroll project that we've been working on. I've been in constant meetings about that Riverport terminal this week, and with DECO. And, you know, I'm confident that we're going to try to find a way to come up with these soft costs to get that thing rolling and get some companies committed to coming into Southern Illinois and doing some business.
You know, it's interesting, this decision, you know, just scares, I think, the people down there. They install lead filters for the water and say it's precautionary. Well, if it's precautionary, why aren't we spending the money on the things that we know are wrong, which are, as after talking to you, in abundance? We're doing this precautionary. Isn't that indicative, of, once again, of we address something other than the problem itself? You know, take that money, use that to make some livable spaces here. This HUD thing, this is going to require a lot of pressure. What I've noticed now, some people who have been around for quite some time are now joining the game. Where were they the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. And my initiative along the way, working closely with Congressman Bost, is to make this a nationwide attention. And I think it was just covered on Fox, I believe, this week. And, you know, that's the initiative that we're taking. So when you start taking those proactive, strong initiatives to continue to bring more people to the table, which is what we've been trying to do with, you know, the Delta Regional Authority and you know, Lita Redonio and DECO and IDNR or whoever that I can get in just to take a look and get their boots on ground for this project. They see, you know, not only how critical and how such a crisis situation that we're in there, but also the incredible opportunity for the state of Illinois.
You know, Dale, I've known you for a long time, and I think you suffer from a problem that I admire, terminal optimism. how do you do that in Springfield under the current situation, be an optimist? How hard is that right now?
Well, it is hard because, you know, hands are tied. I'm one of 59, but, you know, with the background that I have and that you know, I love the challenge of trying to create opportunity, and I think that's what makes me unique as a state senator. It's not just about, you know, job creation with building bridges and roads and things like that. I mean, we're a long way off from, you know, hopefully one day we'll have a capital bill we could do that. But job creation is growing it in the private sector. That's how we're going to grow our way out of this detriment that we're in and grow our economy. And that's what I truly love. You know, they don't all work, Tom. You know, I've been around a long time. I've been in business development. You know, and mayor, and you know, for a long time, you don't win them all.
Right.
But you know, if you just keep chipping away at it, and you keep working hard, and you just don't let up, you know, you can bring good things in, and that's why it's so imperative that we become a more proactive, business friendly state, because there are companies that are sitting on the sidelines saying, "Yes, we will come." And once we can get these reforms in place, and we can get a good, strong, comprehensive, balanced budget, which we have not had since 2001, I believe. We get our state in order, and we can do this. We can do this. That's what makes me optimistic, because we can do this. We have to do this, and once we do, we're going to ignite. There's incredible opportunity in the state of Illinois.
But will they
you're going to see some proactive measures when we get through this spring session. We get our house in order. You know, we're going to be doing an immense, hard, hard-battled tourism initiative for Southern Illinois that we so desperately need. I've been meeting with Corey Job, with our tourism board, and you know we're getting ready to ignite, trying to get some really strong things going to bring people into Southern Illinois.
Yeah, problem is with business growth, you got companies sitting on the side to go, yeah, we'd be interested in coming, but will they change their mind promptly when we increase the property, the corporate tax in 5.25 to 7%? That's one of the things that, well, that bothers me, exactly, and you too.
Exactly right. Along with our workers' compensation.
Right. Absolutely. Because you know, I can tell you,
it goes hand in hand, Tom.
Whenever I, you know, since I am in my spare time the operations manager for the River Radio Group, and I can tell you that when corporate goes, wow, why are we paying these workman comp fees in Illinois that are just so absurd compared to the rest of our companies? It happens, yeah. And it happens not just here, but anywhere where there's more than one location.